Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance channel. Thank you so much for downloading this. And we're going to spend a few moments together talking about royal lab rats. But before we get to that, as always, my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring me and for sponsoring this podcast and for enabling this to happen. And thank you to all of those of you who very kindly buy me a coffee. There's a link below if you want to do that as well. I hope you enjoyed the live show last night with Mr. David Scott as we talked about Scotland's dangerous and ludicrous hate crime act. So I hope you find that useful. And just a heads up that next Monday night, we've got Gregory Paul Martin, son of the late Sir George Martin, the guy who produced the Beatles, coming on to talk about matters astrological and other things as well. So we're looking forward to that. Right. Okay, let's start at the top here. Royal lab rats. Did you see a headline that the Daily Mail was splashing? This is from September of last year. So this has been put out there quite a while to seed. But the headline is, quote, "The first patients to have their incurable cancer treated by new personalized mRNA vaccines that could revolutionize cancer care." And this is a whole story telling us how personalized mRNA vaccines can change everything. And how do they do this? Well, first of all, the tumor is removed and a sample is sent to a laboratory where the genes in it are analyzed. Scientists identify the rogue proteins that could be causing tumor growth. Notice the word could be. So they identify the rogue proteins. They then create genetic instructions called mRNA that will tell human cells to make the identified tumor protein. The mRNA vaccine is given to the patient where cells start producing the tumor protein. And then the immune system recognizes the tumor protein as foreign and mounts a response to fight it off. Yeah, that's how personalized mRNA vaccines for cancer are going to be treated. And this was from September 4th of September of 2023. So just think about this. So we got that headline seeded in the media early last autumn, September. And then what did we have? Well, we then seem to have a spate of royal cancers, starting with King Charles, moving to Princess Catherine. And all of a sudden, lots and lots and lots of stories about cancer amongst young people, more cancer, turbo cancers, so much stuff about cancer. Almost as if, and that's my point, is this all just setting us up? I mean, I have no idea what these mRNA vaccines do for cancer. If it's anything like what they do for COVID, which doesn't exist, then that would be worrying, wouldn't it? But nonetheless, they're claiming that they're developing these. They have treated some patients with these. So I am asking you, do you think Charles and Catherine could have been amongst those being treated with this new form of cancer treatment? Because whilst both Catherine and Charles have said they're getting quote-unquote chemo, they didn't specify what that chemo is. And certainly in the case of King Charles, it doesn't look like the chemo is impacting him in some of the ways that we see some people affected. I think I saw a stat that said 70% of people getting chemo lose their hair, for example. And that doesn't include if they're getting radiotherapy as well. So, you know, the royals have been very particular not to tell us what form of treatment they're getting. We're just being told that they're getting treatment. But I find it, shall we say, well, I was going to say coincidental, but I don't believe in coincidence. So I find it interesting that this mRNA cancer vaccine is being pushed. And then magically, within a few months of that, we've got two of the most high-profile people, certainly in the UK, if not the world, come down with cancer inexplicably and strangely. And everything's been very strange about it. So I wonder, you know, could it be that the royals are being treated as, if you like, royal lab rats, given these mRNA vaccines? And then that raises another question, which I think we should tackle. You know, obviously, if you're doing something that's experimental, well, anything can happen, can't it? It's experimental. It's like the COVID vaccines. People dropped dead after the COVID vaccines. Now, didn't they? Do you think that when the Royals got these mRNA personalized vaccines, there might have been any side effects? And do you think it's possible that those side effects could be being hidden from us? I mean, we were told yesterday that Charles and Catherine, it would now be May before, late May potentially, before we see any evidence of them in public again. So I think it's all very, very suspicious. And I don't know whether they've got these mRNA vaccines or not, but let's be clear, these mRNA cancer vaccines exist because they've said they exist. And we've got people like Pfizer and Moderna, yes, the same people, telling us that these cancer vaccines feature big in their agenda. So if you were trying to push something big in your agenda as a pharmaceutical company, and you were able to one way or another get really, really high profile people with cancer to ultimately become test cases for them, would you turn it away? Or would you say, yeah, this is great? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on here. As I said to you yesterday, everything stinks to high heaven about, especially, well, both of them really, insofar as I've never seen people treated for cancer where the side effects don't seem to be very obvious at all. Now, I will give this. Princess Catherine, assuming that that was an accurate video, which I doubt, on the park bench, she did look unwell. Very few people would have seen that and not thought that the lady looked unwell. So, but then we don't know when that was taken. Just because they're telling it was taken the back end of March doesn't mean that's when it was taken at all. We know that. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we certainly can't believe the evidence of our eyes anymore, not in a world of fakery and AI and all the rest of it. And can we believe that the Royals could be treated with these cancer mRNA vaccines? I think it's possible. I wonder what you think.